If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at TNTRadio.live. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Greetings and salutations, everybody. Glad you made it back here to hour two of the Chris Salcedo Show. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Did you guys see in Chicago, the city of Chicago, they implemented a program up there. They spent, what was it, $50 million? Now, did they build a park? No. Did they build some sort of community gathering place? No. They're spending $50 million in the city of Chicago to accommodate illegal aliens. I kid you not. The Daily Caller is saying black Chicago residents are furious that illegal aliens are being dropped off in their neighborhoods and that the city is providing them with their resources. So, folks, I think for the first time, the black community is starting to realize, oh no, we've been duped. So I want to bring on somebody who's been writing about this very topic. Ed Bradow, he is a conservative political commentator and best-selling author, 9 books, including his latest, The War on Whites, How Hating White People Became the New National Sport. Ed, it's great to have you back on.
How are you?
Doing well, sir. Thanks for being here. So walk me through the book, 30,000 feet up. What's it look like? What is the main premise of the book?
The main premise of the book is that we normally think of discrimination as being aimed at blacks, but in the last few years, the tables have turned, and now whites are being discriminated against, and they are being cursed and abused at every opportunity. It's become the government is doing it. Our educational institutions are doing it. And, you know, to be white today is you're considered to be evil. It's a very terrible thing. And as a white person, I object to the idea they're trying to frame me as being an oppressor. If you're white, you're an oppressor. And I haven't oppressed anybody. Have you?
Well, no, and I'm a your liberty loving Latino, so I walk around with brown skin, but I have never been a racist. So I don't look at people who are white and I don't say that they deserve to be called oppressors or they deserve what some people would call reverse racism, Ed. That's what they would call it. But racism is racism. So
yeah, it's not reverse, it's just racism.
It's just racism, yeah. So I think what you're seeing here, and I know what's underpinning, but what they're trying to do to the simpletons in the black community and in the Latino community is to say, well, we've endured all of this oppression for hundreds of years. Now it's time for us to oppress the whites as a form of social justice is what they call it. And if anybody knows anything about the Bible, if anybody knows anything about just basic human decency, you don't do anything other than perpetuate hatred by taking that attitude, correct?
Yeah. In fact, there's a very popular book out right now that says that we should have, because other people have been discriminated against, now whites should be discriminated against. Well, that doesn't accomplish anything. You don't fight racism with more racism, and that's what they're trying to do.
Right. Ed Bradow is our guest right now, folks. The War on Whites, How Hating White People Became the New National Sport. Now, here's what's behind all of this, and I'm curious if you got into it in the book. This is all being done, whether it's the War on Whites, whether it's the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxist agenda, the DIE agenda, the diversity, inclusion, equity agenda, which is killing Western civilization. That's why we call it the DIE agenda. Everything that is being done, from the War on Whites to everything I just mentioned, is all in service to Marxism. Did you get there in your book?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's the whole idea of oppressors and victims. And that's what the left is trying to do. The left is trying to divide the country by saying that whites are the oppressors and everybody else is oppressed. And that's the old Marxist doctrine.
Exactly. And you know what? You probably wrote about it, and you'll probably know which Soviet leader implemented this. But back when the USSR was at its pinnacle, they recognized that the race divisions in America were a weakness that could be exploited, and they sought to exploit it, yes?
Yeah, but you know, this is all just coming to fruition now because the left has been working on this for 50 years, infiltrating our schools, infiltrating academia, infiltrating the media, and infiltrating the deep state, the people who work for the government. They're all in favor of this, which is very, very scary, that people who work for our government are in favor of dividing the country. And that's the whole Democratic Party platform.
It is.
Let's divide the country and try to get the votes of blacks and Hispanics based on this absurd and racist attitude.
Yeah, but now blacks are being shoved aside for the coveted illegal aliens. And the black community is like, wait a minute, what? I think for the first time, many in the black community are recognizing that the Democrats are not there for them, that they were the useful idiots that were spoken of in the Soviet Union, that the blacks have been, that this is how Democrats look at them, as useful idiots. By the way,
I talk about this in my book a lot, about the whole welfare system that has been developed by the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Was designed to make blacks dependent on the government.
Yeah, so you have no...
It's helped the black community.
That's right.
And this is all the doing of the Democratic Party. And I think you're right. I think blacks are starting to recognize that the Democrats are not their friends, and the Republicans are their friends.
Well, I can't even say that. As a conservative, I can show you a few quote-unquote Republicans who are not my friends, who are not doing what's in the best interests of this country, because frankly, they're catering to socialists. They're catering to Marxists, and some of these Republicans couldn't get elected in Republican conservative districts, so that's what, but if they were actually who they were really were. Ed, let me ask you about some headliners recently, because you're starting to see the pushback in the black community is just the tip of the iceberg. You're starting to see traditional liberals who believe in the Constitution, who believe in free speech, they're starting to push back on all of this Marxism that is being pushed by this DIE agenda, the diversity, inclusion, equity agenda, which, by the way, is the new slavery. And many people are waking up to that. Dave Chappelle, for example, nobody would consider him to be, you know, the most conservative tool in the shed, but he's pushing out against this censorship. That poor New York City nurse, the pregnant nurse who had her life almost ruined until she came out and said, you know what, I'm going to fight back. I paid for that bike, and these left-wingers are trying to ruin my life to push their narrative over facts, and I'm not going to let them do it. And then you got J.K. Rowling, who is saying, you people are whacked out crazy, and I'm not going to allow you to define me. I think they're showing the way. They're lighting the way, aren't they?
Yeah, I talk about that nurse in my book. You know, whenever you have a situation with a white person in a confrontation with a black person, you're supposed to take the position of the black person, and the white person is automatically assumed to be a racist.
Exactly. And see, it is that assumption that I think is so counter to anything that is productive. It's the reparations mindset, that you're going to tax people who were never slave owners to pay off people who were never slaves. The idea that you're guilty because you live in the United States of America of slavery, even though every society, every culture has had some form of slavery throughout human history, the fact that we've got to pay the price, it underlies what the real goal is, and it's to take away freedom and liberty, and Marxists are behind all of this. Ed, I've got to get you to comment on Chick-fil-A. As you know, the CEO of Chick-fil-A was captured on tape, and he apparently has sent out shoeshine kits to all of his managers, presumably his white managers, to shine the shoes of persons of color, and to do so repenting and apologizing and being contrite for something they had nothing to do with, which is slavery that is now hundreds of years gone from the United States. What's your take on Chick-fil-A?
It's part of the whole pattern of saying, you know, that the blacks were abused 150 years ago, and therefore We have to do something about it today. We have to compensate them. Well, this is ridiculous. Nobody alive today was a slave. Nobody alive today was a slave owner. This is all ancient history. And you don't heal the country by going back and trying to regenerate this old wound.
There it is. And what you just said, you don't heal the country by doing this, and those who are doing this know it. That the idea isn't to heal the country. The idea is to keep those divisions going. The election of Barack Hussein Obama proved America was not a racist nation, but the race pimps and the race hustlers couldn't stand it because they got so much of their Marxist agenda done by forcing weak people like the CEO of Chick-fil-A to accept their absurd cultural Marxist premises. So they had to reinvent a new standard, which rejected, frankly, Dr. Martin Luther King's teachings. And now we got this new standard that says, well, just because you elected Barack Obama doesn't mean you're still not a racist country. And I think most people think that these people are absurd. And I think for the first time, maybe in the left's history, they're exposed as just being a bunch of anti-American, anti-freedom, anti-constitutional freaks who we should tell to screw off. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. The danger right now, though, is that the president of the United States is on the side of these people who want to defame white people. And he's got this new executive order that requires equity in the federal government, equity in hiring, which is just a way of a euphemism for saying don't hire white people. And Biden has come out 100% in favor of all of this. So that's a very dangerous situation. And another reason why we've got to get a Republican in the White House.
Well, I would say we got to get a conservative or at least somebody who's pro-American in the White House. That would be a step up from where we are right now. Ed Braudow, the name of the book, The War on Whites, How Hating White People Became a New National Sport. If folks want to pick it up, where can they go?
Amazon.
Cool, man. Thanks very much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Yeah, there's a whole series of stories I want to get out to you, my friends, about the culture. Remember, actually, I haven't even talked to you guys about this. Those of you who watch the Newsmax show, you saw my preamble. And if you haven't seen it, go find it. My preamble on cultural Marxism. You know what? That reminds me. I should get the Newsmax folks to basically cut that for me and get it up on YouTube or on Rumble. Cultural Marxism is exactly what's going on here. And the people who are pushing the hate whitey theory, the people who are pushing LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxism, these people are the enemies of the United States and they ought to be treated as such. I'll be right back.
TNT Radio's Lynn Shaw.
A brothel is a building, a house, an apartment in which people, I'll say vulnerable people, because we know up to 97% with our different studies of people in the sex trade are forced, coerced, so we'll call them vulnerable people, are available and sold for sex. That is the truthful, bottom, ugly line about all of this. The common rhetoric with all of this fully decriminalizing the sex trade is that it will help that prostituted person, that the person will somehow be so free from the constraints of the horrible law enforcement or threats of incarceration or threats of they'll have criminal records. But this is a manufactured narrative because this freedom from legalizing or decriminalizing is empowering. That's what is being touted all over New York and across the country. My body, my choice, I'm in charge. Really? Legalization escalates sexual exploitation. The bottom line is if there's a dollar to be made, people are going to jump on board. They're going to coerce, force, the definition of human trafficking, people into this, and again, vulnerable people, into this sex trade so they can make more money.
Lynn Shaw on TNT Radio.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. The benefits of advertising on today's news talk, TNT Radio, should be clear to businesses of any shape or size. It can be accessed anywhere, anytime, by anybody. and is the perfect way to build brand awareness and stimulate digital activity.
If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Our liberty depends on the freedom of the press, and that cannot be limited without being lost. Lighting the fuse for freedom, TNT Radio. You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
KSV puts you in touch with the Chris Salcedo Show. For those of you on TNTRadio.live, TNTRadio.live, you guys have your own phone numbers to call. Speaking of TNT, TNT is putting on an event, annual pilgrimage to the healing city of Bath in southwest England, to hear the pioneers and innovators of our time reveal how excellent health has been hidden from us and to explore what the reveal means for a better world that we are co-creating, they say. The Better Way Conference 2023 at the Apex Hotel in the Bath, UK. It is starting today, but it goes through Sunday in case you have some time to hop on over to jolly old England, or you're listening right now in England on TNT Radio. It's unveiling a better way for health, freedom, and sovereignty. The Better Way Conference 2023, you can hear it on TNT Radio. So there you go. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. God's blessings to all of those people in the black community up in Chicago who are saying, what the hell? You Democrats are giving $50 million of our taxpayer money to illegal aliens? Really? And without even consulting us? Many in the black community up there are saying, you never even asked us if this is what we want. And maybe you folks in the black community finally get it. That your Democrats serve their party, not you. They serve their party, not you. Now, we in the conservative movement have the stones and the wherewithal to call out our party when they serve other interests other than us. As you hear on this program, I'd say it's a 50-50 split. I criticize Republicans and Democrats, socialists and Marxists. I criticize Republicans for giving in to socialists and Marxists. So, you know, to all you folks in the black community, we tried to tell you nothing good comes from communists. Nothing good comes from socialists. Nothing good comes from left-wing thought. It was the righteousness of conservatives that founded the Republican Party that stopped slavery. The majority of Republicans who passed the Civil Rights Acts. It was the majority of Democrats who opposed it. We've tried to tell you that all of your votes for a Democrat, and now in particular with the cultural Marxist agenda, every vote you vote for a Democrat votes to put you back in chains, back into slavery, along with the rest of us. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Hey, Willie, right on cue. How you doing, man? Welcome.
I'm doing great. Let me educate you, your guests, and your callers. You guys always run back to 1863. Let me go to 1963, when the great late Martin Luther King at the Lincoln Memorial said, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, 100 years later, I guess he's an idiot, the Negro, that was his word, the Negro is still not free. Let me break something down to you. You guys always run 100 years. You know what black codes were, redlining. In 1968, I was 4 years old. My grandmother, my mama, my daddy, my uncles, their friends, their college friends could not vote. Taxation without representation is tyranny. This stuff went on 150 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, Chris. Jim Crow, redlining, black codes.
Yep. All courtesy of your Democrat Party, man. All courtesy of your Democrat Party.
Your call. I'm correcting your guess.
Well, correcting him what? Correcting him what?
He brought up slavery. Slavery didn't end in 1863, bro.
Officially, it did.
The proclamation was signed.
Yeah, officially it did.
It went on 150 years later.
Well, I don't know that slavery did. I think that there were prejudices that went on. By the way, Dr. Martin Luther King's message was, we should judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. But your Democrats now reject that. Your Democrats now say that everything is about skin color. Everything is.
This country was founded on skin color.
That's
it was
BS.
On bigotry and racism.
That's BS.
It went on for 150 years.
That's BS. And then you continue to
prove it to you.
You know what? Tell
I
me
can
which.
Prove it.
Tell me what country wasn't founded on slavery. Tell me which one.
What the difference is? You know, kind of.
Tell me which one. How upset are you that your direct ancestors sold your other direct ancestors into slavery in Africa?
I'm gonna tell you.
How upset are you about that? And what are you gonna do about that?
I live in America.
The fact that other black people sold other black people into slavery.
I'm listening to you.
Now, I understand. So you don't care that other black people sold other black people into slavery. That doesn't matter to you. You don't care that black on black crime. You don't care. Okay, then fine. Let's bring it to America. You don't care that black on black America, black on black crime in America, in Chicago, is a pandemic. Is a pandemic.
I ain't never found no black person.
I beg your pardon?
They got white on white crime, too. They got Mexican on crime, too.
The majority of black people being killed in this country at the hands of other black people. And you don't care.
You don't care. Slavery, sir.
You don't care.
I care about if anybody get killed, Chris. I don't care what color they are.
Well, tell me, what are you going to do against your Democrats who facilitate the black on black crime in this country? What are you going to do?
No, okay, I'm going to tell you about me, Chris.
I'm saying, what are you going to do about your Democrats?
Tell you how I was raised, you're at, Chris.
Come on, Willie, come on.
Nobody,
oh, I don't blame my Democrats. No, no, no. I don't blame my Democrats for the Jim Crow. I don't want to blame my Democrats for the slavery. I don't want to blame my Democrats for the Jim Crow South. Hey, I understand, buddy. I understand
that
slavery is cool with you as long as a Democrat is holding the whip. You're good with it, though, aren't you? As long as a Democrat's holding the whip, you're good. Right?
Can I say something, not Chris?
No. If you'll answer the question, as long as a Democrat is keeping you in chains, and as long as a Democrat
ain't nobody keeping me in chains, Chris. Nobody.
Sure.
I fight to the death.
Sure.
Give me liberty or give me death.
All right, go ahead.
That's me.
Go ahead.
Now, can I say something, Chris?
Of course, go ahead.
You look at Democrat and Republican, black folks don't. We look at it was a white country, all of them was in charge. After 100 years after slavery, they created black codes, Jim Crow, redlining, couldn't vote. Racism and bigotry went on another 150 years. Backed up by the federal government.
You're never going to get rid of racism. You're never going to get rid of ignorant people. So you can't legislate that. But hold on. You're never going to get. Now, so hold on a minute. We were this close. We were this close to adopting the great Dr. Martin Luther King's primary focus, which was we should be judging our fellow citizens on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Then Barack Hussein Obama came in. And he turned race relations on its ear in this country and set the race.
And he set
this country, race relations back in this country 3 or 4 decades. And now since his occupation of the Oval Office, since his administration, your left-wingers now are saying that everything must be focused on race.
No, sir.
Dr. Martin Luther King.
I just proved it to you.
No, you didn't prove a damn thing. What you proved is you reject Dr. King. What you proved is that you are rejecting Dr. King. What you proved is your Democrats. What you proved are your Democrats have rejected Dr. Martin Luther King, and you have rejected the colorblind society, and you're trying to do it for a payday. And you're wrong. And you're wrong to do it.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, this country is founded on bigotry and racism.
No.
The Three-Fifths Compromise
was done so that racist Democrats couldn't use their slave population to control the legislative process.
You just insulted every black in this country, Chris.
No, I told the truth. No, Willie, you know what? You're lying to every black in this country.
Listen to me, Chris.
You're lying. The Three-Fifths Compromise was put in so that
the word of a human.
The Three-Fifths Compromise was put in so that Democrats couldn't use their slave population to keep blacks enslaved.
But that is debating the humanity of a person, Chris.
It was the first step toward defeating slavery in this country. Thank goodness we had conservatives who laid the framework to defeat the Democrats' slavery. That's the history, my friend.
I'm going to call you and debate you on that part of it.
Yeah, well, you know, sorry, man. History is what it is. And thank goodness we had conservatives who fought against your Democrats who instituted slavery and now are trying to put us back into slavery and chains again through this die agenda. It's cultural Marxism, Willie, and I'm sad to see that you're a man who buys into this Marxism. It's sad. Thank goodness a lot of other blacks in the black community are awakening to the lies that you just told and the lies of the Democrat Socialist Party. You folks in Houston, as soon as Sheila Jackson Lee gets in, she's going to be the one just like Sylvester Turner, working to dedicate all of your taxpayer funding to accommodate illegal aliens because Joe Biden says so. Just so you know. I'll be right back.
Deadline. TNT Radio News.
Big news.
Yeah! Let's go!
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. Researchers in Australia are now admitting garlic grown in the country can kill the virus that causes COVID-19, just like it does with the common cold. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of trying to scare and intimidate Russian citizens after Kyiv's forces allegedly launched a drone strike on Moscow. And Uganda is stepping up its efforts to stop the harvesting and trafficking of human organs.
TNT Radio's Steve Hook.
Twitter was having some glitches. Elon Musk, being Elon Musk, got it sorted out and there was no catastrophe, but the potential was there. The potential was there. And a bucket load of people listened in to DeSantis making his official announcement, jumping into the race. We'll see how that plays out. He is way behind Trump. But hey, in that one announcement yesterday, his team came out and said, look, he made over $1 million in the first 45 minutes of that announcement. So we'll see. I suspect it's going to tighten up considerably between now and primary time, only because that's the nature of things. That's just kind of the way things go in politics. It's very hard for somebody to maintain a 25 to 30 point lead for months on end, but we shall see. It's going to be very, very interesting going forward.
Steve Hook on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
You found the Chris Salcedo Show. I am your liberty-loving Latino. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love my country. I actually love my state, the United States of America, and the great state of Texas. By the way, go on YouTube and Chris Salcedo exposes cultural Marxism. This is what Willie's buying into, the cultural Marxist agenda. Everything that is happening, from the abandonment of Dr. King, from this LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxism, to the woke folks in Chick-fil-A and the woke folks in Target. By the way, Target, $12 billion in losses so far. Why? Because of all of you. The American people of all colors, of all creeds, are rejecting this stuff. Probably, folks, and I pray it's just not too late. I pray it's not too late, because they are recognizing and understanding and saying, wait, something is just not right here. Something is not right when the Nike CEO justifies making his product in a communist state that is a racist state, that is a genocidal state, and is a slave state. When Nike justifies this crap with Democrats' blessings. Listen.
If you're going to be a global company, you've got to play by both a global set of rules, but also local sets of rules. And that's just a reality. And the local sets of rules differ. So in China, we have a very strong local business. We play by the local sets of rules. We don't violate any global rules, including human rights ones.
Oh, BS. Oh, you don't, but China does. That's utter BS. How many of you folks in the Democrat black community are okay with slavery as long as it's Asians being enslaved or Muslims being enslaved by communist China? We all know that communist China is your favorite country.
But we very much understand ourselves to be a local citizen with our China consumers and our China team.
Yeah, a citizen of a slave state, of a racist slave state, of a genocidal slave state. Thanks, Nike. We build cheap sneakers. Actually, they're expensive as hell. And we do so off the backs of slave labor. But how many of you folks in the black community are like, yeah, where can I get my Nikes? The very same left-wingers in the black community who are out there calling for reparations. I guess you're okay with slavery, just as long as it's somebody else, which is exactly what Willie's all about. It's disgusting. Genocide is disgusting. Racism is disgusting. And a slave state is disgusting. And all of you Democrats who are in the black community, you support it all. You support it all. And I condemn you for it. And thankfully, I've got a lot of, I can't even say they're conservatives. I just have a lot of folks in the black community who are awakening, going, good grief. Some of them who are smart enough to recognize we are actually voting for the party putting us back in servitude, into slavery. The Democrat Socialist Party today, folks, is the party of servitude and slavery. And shame on you, Republicans, for giving into them. Shame on you for delivering us up to these degenerates. Shame on you. And we see through you. The culture informs our politics. You know, I believe that. I believe it to my core. By the way, on the debt deal... Just so you know, the debt deal. Joe Manchin got a gas pipeline to bolster his standing in West Virginia. And the Republicans said, yay, let's help out Democrat Joe Manchin. Great bill. The headlines, I'll go through them quickly, and I want to get out to the phones again. 281-558-5738. 281, I'm told I say this too fast. 281-558-KSEV. 281-558-5738. Chick-fil-A goes woke. Commits to diversity, inclusion, equity agenda, the DEI agenda. We played the soundbite for you yesterday. But what makes Chick-fil-A's sin even greater is they've abandoned their devotion to the Bible in exchange for a devotion to this false doctrine, this Marxist false doctrine. Shame on you, you folks in Chick-fil-A. Lululemon. I've never been to this store. I think Russell shops there quite frequently. Lululemon. Lululemon fires two Georgia employees after they confronted looters. Looters had victimized this store over and over. These are the Democrats' criminals, as you know. The Democrats and their DAs serving us up to the criminal element. Just let them steal. Just let them steal. And Lululemon employees said, no, we're going to confront these people. And they got fired for doing so. Democrats are now referring to protecting our children as parental crap. Quote, parental crap. There was a common sense bill. It was a common sense amendment to a bill that was put up by the Virginia governor, Glenn Youngkin. Basically what it said, if your child is going to sign up for a website that collects their personal data, that child should have parental approval first. The site would require parents to approve it. And the Democrats who were seeing this bill, and of course, as you know, these very same Democrats are the ones who were upset that they were putting limits on porn sites so that the porns couldn't be trafficked to kids. The Democrats are like, what's the matter with showing porn to kids? Senator Mason and Representative Simmons in Virginia called all of these proposals, quote, parental garbage, and then went on to call it parental crap. And that Simmons said that the Democrats must maintain control of the Senate because the Republicans are pushing all of this crazy stuff to protect children. Yes, it's crazy to protect children, according to a Democrat. Let's see the last one. Oh, yeah. North Dakota school parents rage at a school board for defying a law on gender identity. And folks, this is exactly what the Texas House did. Texas House passed a law saying that you can't teach LGBTQ, A, B, C, D, F, G. Actually, no, this is they passed a prohibition on critical race theory in Texas. And then they said, we're going to pass a law prohibiting it, but we will not police it. And there are no penalties if the school districts break the law. Ta-da! So what do the school districts do? They break the law. Because why wouldn't you? If there's no consequences and nobody's paying attention other than the parents. And then the same Texas Republicans knifed every parent in the back saying, we're not going to allow you to defend your kids against this crap. North Dakota parents are now outraged after the schools started teaching gender theory anyway, despite a prohibition from their state's legislature. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Steve, thank you for your, well, hold on, I guess we're going to break. Sorry, Steve, I was going to go right to you, but Russell started playing the music that we get to Steve's call next on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
Hey, did you see the massive media coverage of what happened in Chicago over Memorial Day weekend? ABC 7 Chicago reports that at least 53 people had been shot. 11 of those citizens died. The shooting victims, they range in age from 2 to 77 years old, representing every part of the city. Yet be hard-pressed to find reporting on any of this outside of the Chicago media. You know why? Because these shootings weren't committed with an AR-15. The shooters weren't white supremacists. They weren't wearing Trump or MAGA caps. So the left-wing activist-filled phony media couldn't care less. We don't need to know the name of the 2-year-old who was shot, or the 77-year-old, or any of the 11 who had their lives taken from them by thugs with guns. It doesn't matter to the media. But if even one of these 53 was shot by a quote-unquote right-winger, you'd know all about it. By the way, these Memorial Day weekend numbers top last year's, which were the worst in 5 years in Chicago, with 9 killed and 42 wounded. The only thing that will make this better in all cities around the country, mandatory sentences for crimes committed with guns. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
Imagine.
$11, thanks.
People driving through your workplace. Oh dear.
Oi, that was a fresh pot.
Well, that's what road workers live with every day.
Jeez.
So don't make it dangerous by driving carelessly through roadworks. Look up, slow down, take care.
Where are my chips?
That was a fresh pot.
Because you wouldn't like it. Authorized by the state government, Perth.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Steve is calling in on line two. Steve, welcome to the Salcedo Show. Glad you waited on me. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's a beautiful day in Houston, brother.
What's happening?
So, first of all, and I'm going to tee up four things, but first I'd like to address Willie, who is worried about slavery. Apparently, the 3,700 black men who owned 12,000 slaves in the United States, they failed to teach him about in school.
Yes, that is a historical fact, by the way.
Anyway, so here we are. This is what they're doing to us. Okay, Madge Failer Crenshaw Green, right?
Wow.
Comes out. Madge Failer Crenshaw Green.
Wow.
Comes out. Gets a few shekels and a couple of seats on committees, and follows her boy, Globo Kev, right down into the cesspool on the financial deal, along with that traitor from Houston, Crenshaw. And then Matt Gaetz comes out exercising his soup coolers, right?
Well, but before you go on, let me just add something, because I just got word of this.
Yeah.
You know who Tom Fitton is, right? Judicial Watch?
I do.
Tom Fitton is retweeting an Axios, and Axios is a left-wing outfit, and they have access to Democrats. Four Democrats are telling Axios that Jeffries, who is the minority leader of the Democrats, and Kevin McCarthy cut a side deal with a debt ceiling deal to persuade the Democrats to save the debt ceiling deal. Now, both offices deny this deal took place, but that's being reported by left-wing media out there.
Yeah. So, and Gaetz is exercising his soup coolers, right? I don't know. Maybe he just enjoys exercising his fingers and his jaw muscles, because they all know they are not going to pull the pin on vacating the chair. And even if they did, the uniparty rules and the chair would never be vacated. Now, as DACA is coming up,
Do you actually think that that the Speaker of the House would stay in power, even though there's a Republican majority, that the Democrats would vote for him to keep him in the Speaker's chair?
Well, yeah. He's uniparty approved. I don't care if you're an R-labeled Unocrat or a D-labeled Unocrat. He is Unocrat approved. The uniparty has approved him. But here's the other issue. Now DACA is coming to court, and they've impeached the strongest fighter in the contest, Ken Paxton, so he can't fight against DACA. There's another one. So they're attacking us financially, and now Globo Kev comes out and says that three uniparty-approved journalists, we already know Faux Noise killed their only moneymaker, their only competitive show with Carlson because he dared touch J6, right? Instead of releasing, as we were told, the video to everyone, the uniparty has picked three journalists that no outfit is going to cover. No outfit is, maybe One American News, but Newscrack not going to touch it. You know, like Stitchfield, Newscrack is Democrats on air pretending to be conservatives, yourself excluded.
Well, thank you, for that. I was going to say.
So we're attacked financially. We're attacked at the border. We're attacked with DACA. Poor bastards like Willie are running around here. He doesn't realize that Richard Nixon and another group of conservatives in the 50s fought and said that this welfare was nothing more than modern slavery. And now for 60 years, that's what we've had.
Yep.
Modern slavery. Black people locked on plantation ghetto, picking votes for Democrats who don't give a damn.
Yep, and now they're proving it, Steve, up in places like Chicago. And don't worry, folks, it's coming here to Houston. Thank you for the call, my friend. It's coming here to Houston. I'm surprised Sylvester Turner hasn't pulled the trigger. And maybe I haven't gotten wind of it yet. But up in Chicago, they're rolling out the welcome mat using primarily black neighborhoods taxpayer dollars, $50 million to roll out the welcome mat for illegal aliens, because the old wrinkly white socialist in the Oval Office told them to. And they listened. And they sacrificed their own people, their own voters. And that's what I mean by their own people, their voters. They're all Americans. And those who are making decisions up in Chicago said, yeah, we're going to deliver for the pasty socialist in the White House. And we're going to exploit you so we can make room for illegal aliens. And we can use your money to make sure they're comfortable. And by the way, we're going to continue to allow your streets and black communities to be taken over by crime. Folks, if the groundwork hasn't been laid already here in the city of Houston, it's coming. And if it's not with Sylvester Turner, once you vote Sheila Jackson Lee in, it's going to be coming with her. Because Sheila Jackson Lee has made a career out of caving to white socialists. It's what they do. It's what they do. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And the time we have left, Chip Roy on Fox responding the debt ceiling deal. He got the details, and I believe Chip Roy was a solid no on this. Have a listen.
Then what? The deadline, according to the Treasury Secretary, is Monday. That doesn't give you much time. Yeah, I mean, well, they should have thought about that before 104 days went by where Joe Biden didn't do anything at all and before a deal was cut going into Memorial Day weekend without all of us around the table deciding whether this was in the best interest of the United States of America. Just because the swamp is flawed doesn't mean the average hardworking American should take it on the chin. Why should they accept that? We could pass right now, sweep the COVID money, sweep the IRS money that was, you know, to expand the IRS to go after the American people, 3 to 5 times more going after minorities and hardworking Americans who are poor than the wealthy and the and non-minorities. Why don't we take that money, give Janet Yellen what she needs for some breathing room in June and July, and then let's actually pass a responsible debt ceiling increase. I know the Wall Street Journal is editorializing in favor of it, but again...
You know why he says that? I know the Wall Street Journal, owned by Fox. He's on Fox saying all this. I know the Wall Street Journal... Because, hey, business interests are all thumbs up. Yeah, just keep that money coming in. Keep all that government graft coming into us. Keep on screwing over the taxpayers to keep money coming to us. We love this deal. Great business deal. Yeah. Yeah, Target. Woohoo. Yeah, let's continue to promote the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxist agenda. Bud Light. Woohoo. Love the debt ceiling deal. Yeah. Wall Street Journal, the pro-illegal immigration Wall Street Journal, loves it too.
I know why. It's because they're looking at it in terms of these check-the-box wins. Look at the curve. The American people now, the government is 40% bigger than it was pre-COVID.
Wow. Can you guys conceive of that? The government was already unacceptably big before the China virus. Our government is now 40% bigger than that. And John Cornyn's like, oh, well, you know, a lot of the Republicans, oh, well, no prayer of administering it. And folks, I didn't talk half as much about it today as I wanted to. But the FBI told James Comer yesterday, the Oversight Committee chairman, they admitted they have this document that details that Beijing Biden took foreign payoffs to change policy. They've got it. And they've admitted, they said, well, we can show you and Chuck Grassley in a skiff, but we can't turn it over to the committee. We can't be transparent because we're the FBI and we tell Congress what to do. We're not going to do that. And James Comer says, no, that doesn't satisfy my subpoena. You are actively interfering with a congressional investigation. That is illegal. The FBI is breaking the law. And what did the debt ceiling do? Gave them all a raise. More money to the DOJ. More money to the FBI to continue their corruption and their illegal activities.
Let's go back to pre-COVID levels of spending. That's what we asked for. We're not. This deal doesn't do that.
But if you undermine your speaker, doesn't that give power to the Democrats that run the rest?
Yeah, doesn't that give power to the Democrats? Seems like the Democrats have all the power they need, whether it be in the Texas House or the House of Representatives on the Hill. That's where we are, folks. Just contemplate. I think if you can encapsulate the debt deal like this, the Republicans said that the FBI abused them, unfairly and illegally targeted them, and they said their response was, here's some more money of our voters. I'll see you tomorrow, Friday, on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.